الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا من يرتد منكم عن دينه فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبونه أذلة على المؤمنين أعزة على الكافرين يجاهدون في سبيل الله ولا يخافون لومة لائم ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله واسع عليم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين. Respected elders, young friends, our sisters in Islam, we were discussing last week in regards to one of the greatest challenges that we have as Muslims in this country, and especially now with the growth of reform and the other parties. And now, mashallah, you've got multiple MPs that are defecting and they are going towards that party. And, you know, we don't know what the future holds for Muslims in this country in terms of our iman, in terms of our faith. One of the biggest challenges in our time is securing our faith and securing the faith, especially of our children and the new generation. Even the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they wanted to die with iman. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis salihin. The dua of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is a challenge we mentioned last week in regards to even the Messenger of Allah making dua constantly, according to the hadith mentioned by Imam al-Tirmizi rahimahullah from Sayyida Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha. You find the hadith, Rasulullah used to make this dua excessively. Ya muqallib al-qulub thabbit qalbi ala deenik. Oh Allah, allow my heart to remain firm on your path. You know, hadith mentioned by Sahib Mishkat, the author of Mishkat, Khatib Tabrizi rahimahullah. You find the hadith in the chapter of Ithbatu Adab al-Qabr. Ithbatu Adab al-Qabr, where Imam Khatib Tabrizi rahimahullah mentions approximately 15 riwayat to prove the punishment of the grave. One of the riwayat that you will find is the riwayat of Sayyidina Bara ibn Azib radiyallahu anhu. When an individual is lowered into the grave, the first question that is going to be posed before an individual is Man Rabbuk, Ma Deenuk. If an individual did not remain firm in this world on his faith, on his iman, there is no way an individual will be able to answer. The hadith states, وَأَمَّا الْكَافِرُ وَالْمُنَافِقُ وَأَمَّا الْكَافِرُ أَوِ الْمُنَافِقُ. When the angel will come, يعني منكر نكير, when they will come to a kafir or a munafiq, and they will ask the question, Man Rabbuk, Ma Deenuk. They will say, Ha, Ha, La Adri. You know, we say in our language, Hai, Hai, Mujhe Pata Nahi Hai. Okay, Ha, 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 I don't know. If we have not educated our children, then, you know, we see, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard everyone and everyone's progeny, everyone's awlad. If we do not make an effort, tomorrow we can see, meaning in the coming years, we can see our new generation losing their faith. So it's a very, very big fitna of our time. You call it fitnatul irtidad, the fitna of apostasy, where people being Muslim will lose their faith. Now, I want to share with you just two things in today's khutbah. Number one, what are the primary reasons that our new generation and people are losing Islam and their faith? Today you have organizations in this country, in America, in Canada, organizations that are called ex-Muslims. Ex-Muslims. In kisi zamane mein we were Muslim. In a time before we were Muslim. And you think Allah Ta'ala needs you? You think Allah Ta'ala needs you? Allah Ta'ala does not need anyone. Allah says in the Quran, وَإِنْ تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالُكُمْ. You turn your backs from the deen. Remember, Allah Ta'ala does not need you. Allah Ta'ala is independent. You know, it's like Allah Ta'ala does not need anyone. No one. What does Allah say in the Quran to the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu salam? He says to the Messenger of Allah, O Muhammad, لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ. O Muhammad, if you were to become a mushrik, that was not going to happen, but even if you were to become a mushrik, O Muhammad, you will lose all your actions, you will have nothing left. In other words, Allah to be niyazate. What do we read in قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ? Allahu Samad, we read. Allahu Samad means, Allama Alusi Baghdadi, rahimahullah, in Ruhul Ma'ani, he gives a meaning of Samad and he says it means, لا يحتاج إلى أحد وكل يحتاج إليه. The one Samad is the one who does not need no one. And everyone needs him. He is Samad. Even for breathing, we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even for breathing. You know, that's why we make a dua. Well, what is a dua we make? Allahumma, O Allah, do not hand me over to myself even for the blink of an eye. In other words, even for the blinking of an eye, me and you, we are dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where the next breath is coming, you know, they say, value a few things before a few things. One of them, value your health before you are hospitalized. You know, ask those people, what is the gift of breathing when you have difficulty breathing? Those people who were on cylinders in order to give them oxygen during the zamana of COVID and it was so difficult to breathe, ask them what is the value and the blessing and the ni'mah and the gift of just breathing. You know, mashallah, Sheikh Sa'di rahimahullah used to say, Sheikh Sa'di rahimahullah, if you were to spend your entire life in sajda, your entire life in sajda, from the time you become mature until the time you die, if you try to think, thank Allah just for your breathing, you can't do it. You can't thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because there are 83,400 seconds in every day. But one day, you've got 83,400 seconds. If you were to take, let's say every 20 seconds you breathe one time. Example. It'll be less. But let's say every 20 seconds you breathe. How many blessings has Allah given you just related to your breathing? That you are able to breathe in and breathe out. You know, carbon dioxide and oxygen. How many blessings? 20 seconds per breathing. And you got 83,400 seconds in one day. Just related to your breathing, Allah has given you 4,000 blessings. You think Allah is in need of you? Allah does not need you at all. In fact, there is a hadith of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. If every one of you becomes like the worst person on the surface of the earth, and then you all refuse to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will not have an iota of difference in the majesty of Allah. It will have no impact because Allah is what He is. Subhanallah. We say that all the time. Subhanallah means Allah is pure. Allah does not need anyone to worship Him. Me and you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isme hamara fayda hai. That is our benefit. So khair. Alhamdulillah, we are believers. We should always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the iman that we have. Always read every morning if you can before you go to sleep. Just say, Allahumma laka alhamd bil iman. Allahumma laka alhamd bil islam. Allahumma laka alhamd bil quran. Allahumma laka alhamd bi nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma laka alhamd bil siha. Allahumma laka alhamd bil afiyah. You know, I've mentioned this before. To value your health, go to the hospital. To value your freedom, go to the prison. Go to the prison. And to value life, go to the graveyard. Then you will realize those people wanted maybe a few more moments, but it's gone. So inshallah, my topic today, what are the main causes our new generation are losing their faith? What are the main factors? Number one. And number two, if I have time, I want to highlight to you, there's a beautiful, beautiful ayat of the Quran that I've just recited in the beginning. I just want to go and touch on that ayat as well. So number one, ulama, scholars have mentioned there are five main factors that is causing apostasy today in our time, where people are losing faith. Number one, the Western educational system. If our children today are going to schools and colleges and universities, you really need to keep tabs of what they are reading. They are coming out of schools, they are coming out of religious education or, you know, so-called religious education studies from their classrooms in schools. Those that are teaching them are non-Muslim. The professors that are teaching maybe, you know, Quran or Islamic studies, they are non-Muslim. What are they going to educate? The Western educational system is made for people to lose their faith. And I mentioned this last week, so inshallah I'll just leave it. But the important thing for me and you is we must make sure you keep tabs what the children are reading. Look at the content of their books. You know, there are books in India that are being introduced right now, and not right now, 25, 30, 40 years ago, they're already in the curriculum. They are already in the curriculum. They are introduced to kids who are 6, 7 years old. 6, 7 years old. So you start education at the age of 5 in year 3. So looking at approximately between 7 and 8. They are reading material in schools in India, and I'm sure the same is around the world, whereby they are showing an individual worshipping the sun in the morning when it rises. What is the... It's not even subtle, it's very clear. That the sun is our good. So the Western education system is made in an area. You know, someone asked a bishop, okay, Islam is growing very, very fast. Islam is growing very, very fast. You know his reply? Don't worry. Let them come into our educational system and we have control over them. It will only take them to come within. This is why, if you possibly can, and you know, it is possible, inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the willpower, okay, it is possible to educate your children in a Muslim environment, in an Islamic school. If you can. I'm not saying, see, because mashallah, you have individuals in this community in Harlow that have done it. You have, mashallah, you know, our ustada, there is a female teacher that you have in Harlow called Ustada Madiha. Mashallah, she's an individual who studied in an Islamic school. Father, mother, they've traveled, mashallah, every single day to Whitechapel to drop her off and then to collect her. It's an amazing sacrifice. But if you, this is a price that sometimes you might have to pay in order to secure the deen and the religion of our kids. So one reason why people go astray is because of the Western educational system. We have to be very, very particular and see what our, you know, ask yourselves, when was the last time you did ta'leem as a family at home? As a family at home, where you are teaching our kids the primary educations of a Muslim. So example, al-aqidatu tahawiyyah. Sit down at home and teach our children these are the aqaid and the beliefs, fundamental beliefs of a Muslim. So inshallah, at least this is something that we can do. Number one. Number two, the second reason why people will lose their faith is what? Fulfillment of desires. Whereby any desire that comes to, say example, I want to do this. So now Sunday, you are going and you are going to do it. On Saturday, you are going to do it. You know, it's like it comes to mind on Monday that we've not tried yet this restaurant. We're going to try it out. So now it's like a new restaurant every single weekend. There's a new restaurant you go to. When you continuously just follow your desires, whatever comes to your mind, okay, you want to do it. Why? Because enjoy life. That is the Western system. You enjoy life. For a Muslim, you look at halal, you look at haram. MashaAllah, you know, look what the Quran says to the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. Look what the Quran says. We know how do you safeguard yourself at the time of difficulty, trials, test, hardship. What do? You read Surah Kahf. Because it will safeguard you from the greatest fitnah that has come onto this ummah, and that is the fitnah of Dajjal. You want to preserve and protect yourself, you are going to read Surah Kahf every single Friday. What in Surah Kahf, what is the Messenger of Allah being told? What was he told? He was told, لا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه. Oh Muhammad, you don't stay with an individual who is ghafil and heedless from the remembrance of Allah. You need to be very, very careful. You want to safeguard your faith, then you have to stay in good company. You stay in the company of non-Muslims who are drinking wine. There is a possibility one day you might just try it. I'm not saying you might, you're going to have it and becomes a habit. That is also a possibility as well. So don't follow those who are heedless from the remembrance of Allah, number one. Number two, وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَى. Those people who follow their desires, you don't stay with them. Even the Messenger of Allah is being told. I'm sure you've all heard of Muhammad ibn Sirin, rahimahullah. He's one of the greatest tabi'een of this ummah. MashaAllah, he was not the greatest tabi'een, but he's a contemporary of Hassan al-Basri, rahimahullah. He was born around 34 Hijri. So about 23 years after Rasulullah passed away, he was born, Muhammad ibn Sirin. He's known for his dream interpretation expertise. He was an amazing interpreter of dreams. Muhammad ibn Sirin, rahimahullah, he is a great tabi'i. And mashallah, his sister was an amazing individual. Amazing individual. In one corner of the house, Hafsa bint Sirin, the sister of Muhammad ibn Sirin, spent 35 years in one corner of the house teaching the kids in the locality the Quran. For 35 years, absolutely not tuition. Absolutely free of charge. She taught for 35 years, Hafsa bint Sirin. This is why some people amongst the tabi'een say, we are of the opinion, if you're looking at steadfastness, one of the greatest people of the ummah is Hafsa bint Sirin. And the service that she gave in teaching the Quran to the new generation. So mashallah, it was very, very unique. So Muhammad ibn Sirin says, Inna asra'a an-nasi riddatan ahlul ahwa. Who is going to become murtad very, very easily and very, very fast? Those individuals that fulfill every desire that comes to their mind. You know, a khahish, you ask yourselves. Example, if someone were to tell you there is going to be the European final or there is a, you know, some football game, let's go. You know, what do you do? You know, like today you go outside, you know what they're telling you? You got a night tick. You got a night tick. And what's the logo? Just do it. So what are they educating you today in the Western system? Whatever comes to your mind, whatever your mind tells you is good. They call this moral relativism. They call this moral. Whatever you think is according to your morals, according to your character, what you feel is good, that is good. So if that means, okay, you are inclined to the same gender, okay, then it's absolutely fine. You can do whatever you want. So LGBTQ plus, minus, division, subtraction, everything is fine. You know, everything is okay. This is one of the prime reasons. Have you ever realized why Dajjal will be able to impact so many people? Why will Dajjal become a great source of apostasy, irtidad, in his time? It's because people will be so used to fulfilling their desires. I'll just give you an example. Bila mubalagha, I'm telling you without exaggeration. Just imagine this Harlow Islamic Center is a shop where you can buy chai nashta. You can buy your morning tea, okay, your omelets and your everything else, chana and everything. You know where the downstairs car park is? The downstairs, where you got the flats. Just imagine that is your house. We have in Forest Gate on Sunday, people order Uber from down the road when your restaurant is here. They're ordering Uber. It will take you two minute walk. But no, you can't do that. You know what? Doesn't matter. You only live once. A lot of people will say you only live once. Live your life to the full. Live your life to the full. The second reason of irtidad is when people say, example, if your children want something, don't give it to them because you know you can give it to them. The mistake we make today, we spoil our kids. And the reason why? Because the child only wants a PS5. It's only £400, £500, but I can get it. I'm a multimillionaire. Oh, I can get it. Why? Because mashallah, my wage is £40,000-£50,000 a year. I can very easily get it. I don't want to upset my child. But have you realized the consequences of what you are doing? you fulfill every need of your child. They want to eat a chocolate, you'll give it to them. MashaAllah, they want to eat pancakes, you'll make it for them. Don't get me wrong. I'm trying to say, sometimes you have to educate your children so that they can learn to hear no. Why are our marriages of Gen Z, why are they not lasting? Last week we dealt with one talaq case. After 7 days of marriage, they broke it up. 7 days of marriage. You ask yourself why? Because you've never taught your daughter or your son to understand no. And no means no. No means no. If your child is asking you something, sit them down and tell them this is the pros and these are the cons. And you know, you need, today our girls have never learned no from their fathers. So now when the husband says, I'm not going to do that for you, say, you know what? I'm sorry, I'm walking away. And this is the nature of the relationship of our children. Khair, this is number one. Number three, the third reason for why people are becoming apostates, they are losing their faith. Reason number three, poverty. Reason number three is poverty. You have tens of thousands of NGOs that are working in India, Bangladesh, Pakistan, Africa, Algeria, you name it. Tens of thousands. How many non-governmental organizations or how many Christian missionaries are working? And I'm just going to tell you something in between here. Someone asked a mufti, is it okay for me to take the interest from the bank? He says, if you are disciplined, you must take it and then give it to the poor. Because if you don't take it, they give this money to Christian missionaries that are working to divert our children and the masses from away from their deen. Poverty is a very, very big factor. Very, very big factor. We don't realize today if someone does not have anything to eat and you offer them meal, you offer them money, Rasulullah said, كَادَ الْفَقْرَ أَن يَكُونَ كُفْرًا. Poverty can take you to the verge of kufr and apostasy. Why? Because, you know, when you don't have anything to eat, what do you do? It's, alhamdulillah, this is the people of Gaza, because they were so closely connected to the Quran. This is why today, despite hunger, despite starvation, malnutrition, lack of food, lack of water, they are still believing individuals today. They have their faith. And they are not, they don't manage, alhamdulillah, no one is managing to remove them from their faith. In fact, their faith is even getting stronger. So poverty can be a very, very big factor. And this is very, very important for everyone to recognize and realize. Get your children to learn budgeting. Today, our children are following in the pathway of the West. And what, you know, you only live once. Whatever you earn at the end of the month, you need to spend everything. So therefore, our children now, mashallah, they want a holiday every year. And in some cases, they want two. They want two holidays every year. Today, there is no sense in our children. There is no sense of budgeting. I know individuals after they got married. Before married, they wasted a lot of money. Now they got married, they've only got 50,000 pounds to show for all their hard work of the last 10, 12 years. You ask them, how much money you got? I can put a deposit of 50,000. What is 50,000 going to do when you're buying a house of 500,000 pounds? You're going to struggle. Why? Because they've never learned how to budget. You know, Sufyan al-Thawri, rahimahullah, one of the great giants of this ummah, and he is min tabi'i tabi'een. He's not a tabi'i, but he's min tabi'i tabi'een. He passed away around 161 Hijri. He's a contemporary of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah. Sufyan al-Thawri, rahimahullah, used to say, in the past, kana al-mal fima mada yukrah. There was a time wealth was considered to be evil, detested. Meaning people used to say, if you have, give your money in charity. But now it is essential that you keep your money with you. Otherwise, the rich will treat you like rubbish. These are his words. Low, you know, if it was not for wealth, لَتَمَنْدَلَ بِنَا هَؤُلَاءِ الْأُمَرَاءِ. You know what the rich would have done to us? They would have treated us like a towel with which you wash your hand and then you throw away the towel. You know those wet wipes that you have? You wipe your hand and then you throw it away. This is how the rich would have dealt with us had we had no wealth. So wealth is something you must budget, you must try and save. So inshallah, save, you know they say, save for a rainy day. MashaAllah, I'll finish on this inshallah. There's so much to say. Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam. Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam. Inshallah, I'll move on. You know an ant. It gives you a lesson. In the summer, you must have seen ants. What do they do? They look for food. You'll see ants that are carrying leaves or maybe small particles. You will see an entire line from your home, from your worktop, and mashallah, they've already made a small surah and a small hole. The entire line, the progeny, you know, the entire generation, they will take their food into that hole. A ant is telling me and you, save up for a rainy day. Because when it rains in the winter, you might not be able to come out. You stay in your hole, you prepare for a rainy day. Today people are losing their faith because of poverty. And we brought the poverty in a lot of cases onto ourselves. I met one individual the other day and said, Mulisa, you know, I used to have a very, very good shop, a very, very good business running. MashaAllah, at that time we did not value our money. And suddenly what's happened? Because of the advent of everything online, China ne satyanas kar diya. You know, what we sell, for example, let's say 10, 15 pounds, people can get it from China less than the cost price that we are. So how are you going to make a profit? You're not going to make a profit. Why? Because you can get it from China. And mashallah, now you got Temu, I don't know what they call it. So mashallah, everything is so cheap. We need to learn to budget and learn what you don't need, you should not be buying. You've already got 25, 30 pairs of clothes. What are you doing buying so many more? Just wear them out first. You know, inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that sense of budgeting, inshallah. So this is reason number three. I'll just mention them. Reason number four is ignorance. Lack of education. And this is why people are losing their faith. And number five, because of who you associate with and your friendship. So education, fulfillment of desires, poverty, ignorance, and friendship. These are the five fundamental reasons why people are losing their faith. I want to speak to you in regards to a beautiful ayat of the Quran, which is in Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayat number 54. If you get a chance, inshallah, please do read that ayat. Not only that ayat, but the ayats that come before it. You must read those ayats and the commentary of those ayats. So it's ayat number 52, 53, 54, and maybe even before that, 51, 52, 53, 54. Read those ayat. Allah mentions about it. Don't befriend the Yahud and the Nasara. And then Allah Ta'ala starts speaking about the Munafiqeen. And then Allah is saying, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, man yartadda minkum an deenihi. You associate completely with them, there might come a time where you may become murtad, an apostate. Inshallah, but I'll speak of this ayat, inshallah, next week, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة الصلاة الفلاح هيا على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, inshallah, just a few announcements, inshallah. Inshallah, there will be a circle this coming Saturday, so tomorrow, 17th of January, between 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., inshallah, one of our local sisters, Ustada Madiha, so Brother Shabazi's daughter, Ustada Madiha, mashallah, she is a full graduate of Medini Girls School in Whitechapel. So she will do tafsir and the virtues of Suratul Ikhlas. So this is only a sister circle. Inshallah, please, you know, if me and you as Muslims, we can't translate Surah number 112 of the Quran. Wal asri innal insana lafi khusr. Qul huwallahu ahad. It tells me and you a lot about our disconnection from the Quran. How much we are... Quran is not only about reading. It's about studying the Quran. It's about knowing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking of us in the Quran. So we have to connect to the Quran. This is a very, very good opportunity, inshallah. Please, everyone is encouraged to attend, inshallah. So that is this Saturday between 3 to 5 p.m., inshallah. The second announcement, this coming Monday, between 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., there is again a sister circle of knowledge. So inshallah, finding sakina in the distraction of life, that is a topic. So for sisters only, inshallah, the coming Monday by Ustada Zainab Hassan, she will be doing this circle, inshallah. Please, it's recommended that we encourage our sisters to come and visit those circles, inshallah. They will learn something. And, you know, it's only through the women that deen comes into our homes. If our women are not educated, it's very, very difficult, because a man will leave home 7, 8 in the morning. And he will come home 6, 7 o'clock in the evening. Where does he have the time to educate the children or anyone else? So therefore, the women, if you have deen in the women, inshallah, deen will come into ourselves and our children as well. So inshallah, everyone is encouraged, please take the opportunity to attend these halaqat, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله أما بعد فاتقوا الله عباد الله واعلموا أن من أعظم المصائب التي تصيب العبد أن يخرج من دين الله بعد أن عرف الحق قال الله سبحانه وتعالى ومن يرتد منكم عن دينه فيمت وهو كافر فأولئك حبطت أعمالهم أيها المسلمون إن للردة أسبابا عظيمة من أخطرها أولا الجهل بالدين فمن لم يتعلم العقيدة الصحيحة كان عرضة للشبهات والضلال ثانيا اتباع الشهوات وتقديم الدنيا على الآخرة فإن المعاصي إذا استحكمت في القلب أظلمته ثالثا مجالسة أهل الفتن والشبهات خاصة فيها في هذا الزمان. رابعا الاستهزاء بالدين أو بشيء من شعائره. قال سبحانه وتعالى: قل أبالله وآياته ورسوله كنتم تستهزئون عباد الله، فاحفظوا إيمانكم وتعلموا دينكم وعضوا عليه بالنواجذ وأكثروا من الدعاء بالثبات. فكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك. أقول قولي هذا، أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، عباد الله، إن الثبات على الدين نعمة عظيمة لا تنال إلا بطاعة الله ومراقبته، فاحذروا من أسباب الضلال وتمسكوا بالقرآن والسنة وأكثروا من ذكر الله، فإن القلوب تحيا بذكره وتموت بالغفلة عنه. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك، اللهم احفظ علينا إيماننا ولا تزغه بعد إذ هديتنا، اللهم أصلح شباب المسلمين واحفظهم من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن، اللهم اجعل آخر كلامنا من الدنيا شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك، اللهم احفظ فلسطين وأهلها، اللهم انصرهم على من عاداهم، اللهم احفظ المسلمين في جميع أنحاء العالم، خصوصا يا رب العالمين في فلسطين وفي السودان وفي يمن وفي العراق وفي إيران وفي جميع أنحاء العالم يا رب العالمين. اللهم امنحهم الصبر والقوة، واجعل لهم من كل ضيق مخرجا ومن كل هم مخرجا ومن كل هم فرجا. اللهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، اللهم احفظ المسجد الأقصى المبارك، اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من الظلم والعدوان واجعله آمنا مطمئنا لعبادك المصلين. اللهم اجعل لنا فيه صلاة قبل الممات يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وجل وأهم وأتم وأعظم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Brothers, إن شاء الله, just one slight last announcement, inshallah. Our brother Ishaq, who is from Africa, is a great servant of this organization. He has been taken into hospital. He is quite unwell. Inshallah, he just recently had an operation today. Just make dua, inshallah, for his recovery. Allah Ta'ala grant him a full, speedy recovery. Allah grant him immense health, inshallah. Brothers, please fill in all the gaps, inshallah. Shoulder to shoulder. Your phone's on silent, brothers. And inshallah, your garments above the ankles for the duration of salah, at least, inshallah. Brothers, please fill in all the gaps, inshallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
سو الصفوف فإن تسوية الصفوف من إقامة الصلاة، وصلوا صلاة المبتدئين يا عباد الله. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا، من يرتد منكم عن دينه فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبونه، أذلة على المؤمنين، أعزة على الكافرين، يجاهدون في سبيل الله ولا يخافون لومة لائم، ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء، والله واسع عليم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى. سبحان ربي الأعلى. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. تحيات لله والصلوات والتحيات السلام عليك. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد. صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب وأتوب إليه. اللهم أنت السلام، اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت، ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان، ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا، ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين يا رب العالمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، الحمد لله رب العالمين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.